Star Wars 7x7, episode 3313. Today is the second half of my conversation with Kelly Knox, the author and creator of Star Wars Conversation Cards. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So here's the quick reminder. Kelly Knox is an author and freelance entertainment writer in the Seattle area. She contributes to the official websites for pop culture powerhouses, including Star Wars, Star Trek, DC Comics, Marvel Comics, and Crunchyroll. She also writes for entertainment reporting websites like IGN. She specializes in news and features, as well as creating original craft projects for all ages. Her books include Marvel Monsters, Creatures of the Marvel Universe Explored, and Star Wars Be More Obi-Wan, and Marvel Studios Be More Spider-Man from DK Publishing. She's also a co-author of Star Wars Every Day, and she has Star Wars Conversation Cards coming out from Insight Editions in just a couple short days. So this is the second half of my conversation with her, where we're going to try out three of the conversation cards and see how it goes. And we also talk about how she was drawing from, you know, all different eras and what she wanted to make sure was included in the set. And yeah, that's where we're going with it. So without further ado, here is the second half of my conversation with Kelly Knox, the author and creator of Star Wars Conversation Cards.
Right. So the next number I picked was 66. So
here's what, nice.
Thanks. So here's what that question is. Princess Leia is polite to droids. Are you kind to the smart devices in your home?
So this question, I remember it came up because I had watched Obi-Wan Kenobi, and she was, even when she was little, she was polite. I am always polite because of the inevitable robot uprising.
Yes.
But also because they're so helpful. I don't know. It just seems like a nice thing to do, to say please and thank you. Although it never really seems to know how to respond to thank you other than you're welcome.
I agree. Have you ever seen that meme running around? I mean, it's a common template. I think it's one where Spider-Man is like holding a bus back from a kid who's walking in a crosswalk, completely oblivious to what's happening.
Yeah.
And the version I saw of it said, me for the person walking through the crosswalk, and the bus is the inevitable robot apocalypse, and Spider-Man is labeled as my mother being polite to the Alexa.
Yeah, see, exactly. You never know.
And I feel the exact same way. I feel like, yeah, I know people who yell and scream at the Alexa if it's not responding the way it's supposed to. And I can't do it. I have to be nice and polite to it. I don't know. It seems wrong. goodness.
Plus in the galaxy of Star Wars, every droid has such a personality. Like, how could you not be nice to those guys?
Exactly. Yeah. And it is weird to see characters that you expect to be, you know, more polite to droids, to not be very patient with them at times. And it almost feels off-putting in a way. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
In that sense.
How could you not want to hug them? And I mean, there's BD-1 is just the sweetest guy, and B2, I don't know if it's B2 emo, but B2 from Andor, like all those guys, you should be more than nice, more than polite.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right. The third question I pulled is number 94. And so that one is, you're facing a Sith with your lightsaber in hand. Which dark side warrior would you choose to duel, and why?
So this is one that I wrote, but then didn't spend a lot of time thinking about the answer. So I think I would still say Darth Maul, even though I know I would lose, just because I've watched The Phantom Menace so many times, I feel like I've got a good idea of his moves a little bit. I don't know how many times I've watched that duel, so I think I would, plus he's so cool, you know, how could you not want to see that in person? So I think I would pick Darth Maul, knowing how it's not going to end well. How about you?
My rationale is similar in that I don't imagine it's necessarily going to go well, but I guess It also depends on whether you want to build in additional parameters. So the questions also allow for some flexibility too, because you could also decide to say, well, assuming that I have had, you know, a ton of Jedi training, then I might want to take on so-and-so, but if I was just a Padawan, I might choose differently. And so, you know, what you've written actually allows for those variations to happen. And I think that's also really accessible for, again, people who have different levels of knowledge when it comes to Star Wars too. Yeah. But I would probably have picked Sidious in the midst of that. And again, thinking, yeah, there's probably no way I would necessarily win against him whatsoever. But at the very least, if there was a possibility that I would be part of a group of Jedi that were attacking him and at least take the edge off him at some level, at least be some kind of distraction while somebody else fights him and gets him. And yeah, so there are other parameters too. It's not just me thinking about somebody one-on-one. It's me thinking, oh, but I might only do it in this kind of situation also. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there are all these other interesting parameters. Like if you had a group of Jedi who were with you to, you know, go along with this, is there any particular Darksider that you think, okay, well, we could take on Maul, but we could probably even think of somebody bigger to take on?
I think I would seriously enjoy taking on Ventress with Obi-Wan and Anakin just for the pure banter moment. Mm. And then I would survive long enough to hear all of it if I was with those two. We're talking, but that's just, you know, me as Kelly, not as like any kind of Jedi. maybe as a Jedi. Yeah, I think Sidious would just be too, I mean, it didn't end well for the group that went after him, but I think it would just be too much, too monumental to pass up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the answer about Ventress and pairing with Obi-Wan and Anakin for that. Like, you're right, the banter would be fantastic. I absolutely agree. There is one other question I wanted to ask you, and you've sort of kind of, you know, talked a little bit about it too, or at least mentioned something about it, just in terms of all the different eras of Star Wars media that you could draw from to be able to do this. I'm sure it had to be difficult to, you know, draw a line at some point, although I guess just deadlines probably force that in a way. But are there any particular times or characters or stories that you especially love and appreciate that you wanted to make sure were represented in the set?
So the very first question I had was a question that I think I've talked to like other fans about, and that was if Anakin is the chosen one. So I wanted to make sure to get like that was the very first question I wrote down, and I'm glad it's in there because I think that could lead to a lot of fun conversations for all levels of fandom. So it's not that one's not a particular era. It was just a question that I really wanted to see and hopefully get to hear one day people talk about. For specific eras, I really wanted to include the High Republic because I feel like there's so much to draw from there for conversations. I think one of my favorite questions asks how you see the Force, because in the High Republic, you know, they spend a lot of time telling you how each Jedi sees the Force. Some see it as the ocean, Buriaga sees it as a forest, things like that. So I think that's a personal question for somebody that, you know, draws on that era that they probably didn't have to read any of the books for. So I was glad I could get, you know, a few High Republic things like that in there.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, I think that's a really insightful question to how a person kind of sees the world. So I'm glad I got to ask that one and, you know, see how the High Republic answered it for its Jedi. There are characters, of course, Obi-Wan, who's one of my favorites. I wanted to get in there. I mentioned a certain Imperial officer because a friend of mine really likes him, which is General Veers. I wanted to make sure to get him in there. Mm-hmm. And he's in the booklet. Who else? I think I can't quite remember the timing. So I know that I had seen Obi-Wan, and I think I tried to get some Mando questions in there too. But it was the High Republic, I would say, was probably the era that I really wanted to get in there the most.
Got it. And so this is going to be coming out, as we said, on August 1st, and that's, you know, really exciting, and I will be posting links about it in our show notes and in the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. As far as you go, Kelly, where can people keep track of you as you continue on your own Star Wars journey and occasionally think up really awesome jokes to share?
Thanks. I am still planning on staying on Twitter, so if you're there, I'm still there. You can find me there on @Kelly_Knox. I don't know what other social sites I might end up on, so you can go to my website, kelly-knox.com, for my other projects and where to find me and things like that.
Excellent. And I will put links to those in the show notes as well. Kelly, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again on the upcoming publication. I guess it would be publication still, of the Star Wars Conversation Cards, of the release thereof. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
So there you go. That is my conversation with Kelly Knox, the author and creator of Star Wars Conversation Cards, coming out on August 1st, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.